the daily racing podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello, everyone. Welcome along. Hope you're all well. You're listening to Tuesday's Racing Podcast here with William Hill Radio. It's Dave Kellner and Alex Dunn in the studio to take you through all the action on Tuesday, giving you the best bets for the day's meetings. And we'll also have a look through the Monday Jury, which is the popular feature in the Racing Post, which we've nicked. Don't tell anyone. Don't tell anyone. Dave Kellner in the studio with Alex Dunn. To discuss the burning topics in the racing world. First of all, good afternoon, Alex.
Afternoon, Dave.
How are you doing?
Very good, thank you. Yourself?
Yeah, I'm good, thank you. How was your weekend? Did you watch the Open, first of all? Forget about this racing nonsense. Did you watch the Open?
I did. I had a fairly sizable wager on Mr. Westwood. I got it before the start of play, so I got me each way money, but wouldn't have minded if he'd have just, you know, not hit quite as many bunkers, to be honest.
The thing is with Lee Westwood, if you're going to back him to win major championships, you're going to be relying on getting that place money quite often,
that
aren't you? Because
he
still failed to win one, unfortunately, and it was devastating watching his post-round conference yesterday. He just looked... He looked befuddled, confused.
He
did look dejected, that's the word. He did look dejected, and it's sad to see, isn't it? Because he's obviously trying everything, moving over to the States with his family, making changes to his swing with Sean Foley. Hopefully, he'll reap the rewards shortly and get that major championship.
He's admirably consistent, but just that win remains elusive, doesn't it? And that chance was as good as any he's going to get.
Yeah, it was indeed. Let's have a look through the Monday Jury then. Obviously, a big week of action with Ascot just around the corner, Alex. And the top question on the Monday Jury is, can anything shake up Cirrus de Zegler and St Nicholas Abbey in the King George? Just looking through the prices on the Hills website at the moment, St Nicholas Abbey is the 2-1 favourite. Cirrus de Zegler in the betting at 5-2. Novelist is 5-1. Trading Leather 5-1, and it's 8-1 and bigger the rest. Can anything trouble those top two at the head of the betting?
I wouldn't think so. I think they're both obviously very, very high class, and we've got some horses in behind there, the likes of Novelist and Trading Leather, who Novelist in particular we don't know much about. German horse, has never run over here. Could be anything in theory, and Trading Leather's very, very smart, but I just think St Nicholas Abbey and Cirrus de Zegler are just that cut above them, and that they will take the beating here, and I'm firmly in the St Nicholas Abbey camp on Saturday for the King George.
Okay, St Nicholas Abbey for the King George. What about Chiquita? How impressed were you by the performance of Chiquita, and is she a serious arc player, this horse?
Well, firstly, she was very impressive. We can't take that away. She was impressive. It looked a pretty hot race. It was a pulsating finish. Very, very good finish. But Johnny Murta had to be at his best to get her home. And I think it's one thing to win an Irish Oaks and another to win an Arc. I think she's in at 20-1 for the Arc with us. And you look at some of the horses that are there above her, and as far as I'm concerned, they are just stronger candidates. The likes of Al-Kazim, Intello, Orfevre, all... High class animals. Chiquita, she looks smart, but I think the Arc might just be a step too far.
And you've got to say that the Irish Oaks that she won on, what was it, Sunday evening?
It was...
Saturday evening?
Saturday evening,
of course.
Yes.
The leading protagonists in that race disappointed slightly, didn't they? Talent finished last of the seven runners, and Riposte finished fifth, the favourite Lady Cecil's horse. So maybe that form, we need to see more of that form.
Oh, certainly. I think that the eye catch from the race was Venus de Milo, the Aidan O'Brien almost second string, if you like, who ran on really eye catchingly from the back, and I'd imagine might end up being the best horse in the race. But no, as you said, a nice enough performance, but we'd have to see what the form's like before we go making too many judgments. But I don't think she'd be quite good enough for the Arc.
What's the most exciting performance you've seen over the last week, Alex?
I was actually really taken... it's actually mentioned in the Monday Jury here by Ed Quigley. He talks about Secondo, Roger Charlton's charge. Just astonishingly good. Just cruised into contention, never off the bridle, and certainly one that I'll be keeping my eye on over the next few weeks if there's more engagements there.
Okay. Do you think the interference rules are too heavily weighted in favour of the offenders? We've seen some real prominent, well, one really prominent incident recently involving Sky Lantern, Alex. And in France, Sky Lantern would have been awarded the race. The Hannon team went on to appeal this decision in the High Courts. Mm. Do you think that interference rules are weighted too heavily in the favour of the offender?
I think in Britain we've got it just about right. I think it's far too harsh abroad, in France and America and other places in Europe. I just think, on a personal note, it's quite hard to assess this. Having backed Sky Lantern, you're looking at it and you think, I was personally quite aggrieved that she wasn't awarded the race. She was clearly struck into a couple of times in the face, and obviously that would affect the willingness of the horse to go past.
Yeah.
So the answer to the question is, I think we've got it just about right in Britain. Whether we got it right on that one remains to be seen, but that may be my pocket talking more than my head.
No, it's fair comment, fair comment. We've seen one huge money deal recently. That was Sheikh Joanne's big money deal for Arcope Trevet, who's in the betting. Needs to be supplemented for the Prix de l'Arc de Triomphe, but is in the betting at 8-1. What do you make of that deal, first of all, and the horse's potential if supplemented for the Arc de Triomphe? Because this is a horse that beat Chiquita in the Prix de Diane.
Certainly a lot of potential there, and obviously the form has received a great boost over the weekend. It could turn out to be a nice bit of business. Again, for the Arc, I mean, this is 8-1 for the Arc. Chiquita's 20-1, and Chiquita's won the race since. So on that, you'd go, well, why is Chiquita 20-1? I don't think it's incredible value. I think, though, it will be a smart buy and certainly pick up races.
And finally, give us an under-the-radar horse to watch over the forthcoming weeks.
I've got one, Lady Poppy, for George Moore. Ran at York when I was there a few weeks back. Is now running off a mark of 65. Ran yesterday at Redcar and isn't really showing very much. A real sort of speedball horse, but hasn't shown much of late. But he's sliding down the handicap and he's running a lot, or has run a lot of late, has run six times in the last 5 weeks. I think when everything does click into place, it is weighted to absolutely blitz a field from the front. Granted, it isn't looking like doing so right now, but it returns to York. It's down to run on, I think, Saturday or Sunday. Again, that may not be the time to get it, but I think at some point over the next few weeks it will be going in.
Okay. Thanks, Alex, and for complete transparency here. You can check out the Racing Post and their Monday Jury, which is on page number 7 of Monday's Racing Post. They've got Frankie Dettori, Cathy Gannon, Joe Lyons, David Milnes and Ed Quigley looking through those questions themselves. So do make sure you check that out. We can't possibly steal it without even promoting it. So it's there on page 7 of the Racing Post. Now, on to a Tuesday's racing action. I think it's Ross, Andy and Gary.
That sounds about right, yes.
Yeah, that sounds about right on Tuesday. We've got meetings in alphabetical order from Bangor, Fosslass, Musselburgh, Southwell and Ballinrobe on Tuesday. Andy's thoughts will be available on Ballinrobe, but he's here in the evening, so you'll be able to pick his brain by emailing in to studio@williamhill.co.uk. Check us out on Twitter as well, at Will Hill Racing. Alex, you've got three picks for us from Musselburgh, starting off with one in the 2 o'clock, which is a handicap, just the 6 runners here. It's a handicap of a mile and a furlong, Alex.
Just the 6 runners. A pretty trappy race, this. I mean, we've got horses like Tectonic, who's very, very consistent and has run in some nice enough races. The form reads quite well, but I just think when Tectonic comes under pressure, his head comes up a bit. I just don't think he's putting it all in all the time. That hasn't stopped him from winning races, but I think it, on the basis of that, I'm keen to oppose him here. Conor Zur is another one who I can never really catch, but has a good record. Once it wins a race, it tends to go on a run. And that got its head in front 4 days ago, did Ruskar's charge. So that's very much respected. But my pick here is going to be True Pleasure to complete the three-timer for James Bethel and PJ McDonald. It's done them pretty nicely thus far, and does carry a penalty, but I think can just about defy it.
Yeah, True Pleasure. In the 2 o'clock, the 3 o'clock handicap again, 6 1. There's over 5 furlongs this handicap, and Salvatore Fiori is likely to be favourite here for Keith Dalglish and Joe Fanning, also carrying the £6 penalty after winning last time out.
We saw in the 2 o'clock there, Keith Dalglish, who runs Tectonic, he's got two strong contenders here in the 3 o'clock. Salvatore Fiori, he got his head in front 4 days ago. Secret Advice ran at Redcar on Sunday and would have to be doubtful for this on the back of that. If Secret Advice goes to post, I'd quite fancy it, to be honest. It's a decent horse, quick, and I'm not a big fan of Salvatore Fiori, to be honest, although Joe Fanning gets on well with him, and I think he'll be suited by Musselburgh. But the one I'm going to select is Megalika, actually. Should be a bit of a bigger price. Graham Lee takes the ride for Alan Bailey. Hasn't shown much of late, but if you go three starts back, a creditable second. Actually, where was that, Dave? Can you get that for me?
Yeah, the second for Megalika three starts back, that was at Redcar.
Oh, it was. Yeah, behind Lexington Place.
That's
and Lexington
it.
Place has gone on since to rack up a sequence of 4 wins. So I think Megalika, with Graham Lee, who can't seem to do much wrong at the minute on board, I think that would be
a sporting pick.
A selection for a bit of value, I think, yeah.
Okay, and we finish off with the 3:30 at Musselburgh, which is Paul Merritt's 60th British Racecourse Handicap. I appreciate it. Yeah, his 60th birthday. Well done, Paul.
Well done, Paul.
You've managed
birthday. To
survive to 60. fingers crossed I'll get there one day. this is a handicap. 7 runners for this handicap over a mile and a half.
Yeah, we've got Slideshow in here, who's been running in amateur races of late and has been running well. But you're not sure what to make of the form in those races. It can quite easily be reversed. So I'll skip over the Nichols runner here. King of Paradise, Brigadoon, consistent types that have every right to go close. Talk of Southend, very interesting, with Paul Hannigan on board, a very eye-catching jockey booking, got course and distance form, and can go close. But again, I'm going to return to the Alan Bailey-Graham Lee combination for my pick here. St Ignatius has been running really well of late, got his head in front just 5 days ago, the cheek pieces are on, and I'd be surprised if St Ignatius can't run a good race.
Okay, that's nice, Trixie. The Trixie is True Pleasure in the 2 o'clock, in the 3 o'clock Megalika, and in the 3:30 St Ignatius. I nearly said get your pounds down. It might be prudent to get your pennies down.
I think just pennies,
on that,
yeah.
Trixie, for Tuesday's action. Should be a cracking day on William Hill's Racing Radio with Ross, Andy and Gary Capewell in the studio. Of course, Andy will be here to give you all his thoughts ahead of the card at Ballinrobe. Thanks to the Racing Post, first of all, and to Alex Dunn for his contribution to Tuesday's Racing Podcast. And thanks, last of all, to you for listening. It's been a pleasure, and we'll speak soon.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.